Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at the NFA meeting in Boston, Massachusetts, is Phil Koufidakis, who's a principal with Baker Brothers and also the president of the NFA. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. It's nice to be back in the Northeast.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the Grand Caymans, but it's still a good place to meet, right?
Actually, it was a lot easier to get to than Grand Cayman. You know, as a guy who grew up in the Northeast, it's beautiful to be back, and the weather is awesome, and the venue is fantastic.
All right. So, as I mentioned, you are president of the NFA. You took over in January. I guess one of the first questions to ask is, what kind of changes have you put into place, or are you planning to put into place?
I would say the biggest change that we have made this year, or in the process of making, is we changed the committee structure of the group. And really that encompassed getting more people involved specifically to specific tasks, as opposed to in the past where we had the committee chairs did a lot of the work. And so we didn't need the business falling on the heads of seven people. And so now we have it falling on the heads of 42 people.
And, you know, it's interesting. People may probably realize this, but all the Indians, as far as the committee workers, they own their own business. I mean, it's the principals that do this work. So it's not like you have a staff of people that you restructure and things like that. So as far as committees are concerned, most people would think and realize that you have a committee per each surface type, but you also have other types of committees too, right?
Well, actually, the last committee we're down to that is not a surface committee is marketing. And actually, we're in the process of populating that at this conference, and also not only populating with people, but also with, you know, everybody's specific responsibilities.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because as we travel around, one of the biggest things that you run into with all this channel conflict and competition is people nowadays really want private label. They want to make sure that the consumer, when they go in your store, can't take a picture with a smartphone and compare it with something down the street. And so I guess that's probably a big thing you're looking at in this marketing committee.
You know, that's a part of it. Actually, it's not even a very big part of it. I mean, really the bigger issue is what I will call brand stewardship for the NFA and the brands under which, whether it's Smart Solutions from Mohawk or the Premier Gallery from Shaw or some of the stain, we have a lot of Stainmaster flooring centers. It's about encompassing all those programs and being stewards of all those programs at the same time while being stewards of the NFA. And so we've added some lifetime luxury programs, which is our own programs. And some of it is private label driven, but a lot of it is just marketing driven. How does that relate to the consumer? What does it say to the consumer? How does it say something to the consumer in the store? How does it say to the consumer something online? And does it say the same thing to the consumer in all 280 or so locations that we have or that are participating in these specific programs?
Well, I've seen some business cards that say the NFA on it, and there's some tagline about America's something. What is the tagline?
It's America's finest floor covering dealers.
And do many of your members use that actively?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. We all use it to some degree, some more than others. But I think the original story is only 0.1% of all flooring dealers are even considered for membership in the group. And that's not patting ourselves on the back, but we're very much of a similar type group. We have similar type businesses. We like to think of ourselves as bastions of the business, for lack of a better word. And so it's worth using. It says a lot.
Actually, let's talk about that for a minute. I think you're about 42 count now, aren't you, as far as number of members?
That's correct. 42 is the number.
Just to remind people, you have to be doing at least $10 million a year in flooring sales. And you're very selective in that you don't want a member to come in and be in the same market as another member, right?
I think that's probably as big, if not even bigger, than volume requirements. I mean, we're big enough today where volume requirements are, well, they're important, but they're less than important. I mean, A, we have no conflicts, and we'll always stay that way because once the room becomes conflicted, it's no longer a free exchange of ideas. So for us, that's a big important part of it. And the second important part of it is any members that we would consider going forward are people who will add to the group. We know that new members and all of us receive from the group, but we're more interested in people adding to the group by giving up their gifts.
All right, so this is the first full day. I know you just probably had last night to catch up with them, but I'm sure you talk to the members frequently. As you roll it all up, how is the membership doing? How's their businesses?
Our membership is doing extremely well. I am really happy by all of the conversations that I have with our members. I mean, every one of them that I have spoken to, look, we all have some bumps in the road here and there, but I've heard predominantly, I will tell you, double-digit growth this year. And, you know, in talking to some of the vendors as well and talking to a lot, I think there is a groundswell of support that the industry is going to move to. The strong are going to get stronger. And there's no stronger group than the people in this room.
Let's face it, those people that have multiple stores and really command a marketplace, those are the ones that are really doing well, aren't they?
Absolutely, because we've got good organizations. We spend a lot of money advertising. We're in front of the customer all the time. And so we also have a compelling story to tell, whether it's our NFA story, whether it's our Smart Solutions, our Shaw story, our Stainmaster story. It doesn't matter. We also have the story of how long all of us have been in business and the amount of experience we have and certified installers and all of the things and the values that we can bring to consumers over and above the price of a piece of goods.
Actually, your own business, Baker Brothers in Phoenix, is a perfect example of what's really working because, well, you have 7 stores. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And business in Phoenix is doing well for you?
Yeah, it was the first 6 months were really great. We hit our usual summer swoon when it's 115 degrees and nobody wants to leave the house. But it's picked back up again here after Labor Day. And so we're going to have a reasonably good year. We're keeping our fingers crossed. And, you know, it's a long-term process. None of the people in this room, myself included, are overnight sensations here. I mean, a lot of work goes into it. And, you know, I've been fortunate to own this company that's been around since 1945. And so that's a value that you bring to the trust to the consumer that you can't buy it. You have to build it.
Now, let's talk about mix for a quick second. You know, when you start talking to, say, a Carpet One, they're about 60% carpet, 40% hard surface. But with you guys, it just kind of depends on what region you're in, right?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We don't talk a lot about that. I mean, just seems like it doesn't come up per se, but we're still more than half of our business is carpet. I know for me personally, it's a pretty strong more than half, but you're seeing a shift probably more so in hard surface as you see hardwood in, let's say, a place like Arizona, which has become increasingly more popular. And then, of course, nationally, you've got, you know, LVT, LVP, which has really taken a lot of share in the marketplace. So you're seeing some shifting product dynamics, but I would say that you're still, from a mix standpoint, you know, carpet still is king.
You know, it's funny. You were doing your speed dating this morning, and I saw Ralph Bowe showing a piece of LVT, and I think it's probably the first time he's ever presented that.
You know, that just tells you where the business has gone, you know, and ultimately I tease everybody. I said, because when it's all said and done, everybody's trying to make it look like hardwood.
All right, Phil, it's great to be with you, and good luck. One last question. The meeting in the spring, that's down in Texas, right?
Yes, we're slated for San Antonio. So I think it'll be a really good time, a really fun time for all of us. And as I said to somebody last night, I said, ultimately, it's this group that makes the venue. It's not this venue that makes the group.
What is your activity for tomorrow?
I'm going to golf, which is what I usually do.
Okay, Phil, it was great to talk to you again. Been talking to Phil Koufadakis, who is the president of the NFA in Boston at the fall NFA meeting. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FordDaily.net.